Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we are diving deep into Oracle Corporation, ticker ORCL. This stock has been on an absolute tear lately, and I mean a tear. We're talking about a 10% jump in a single day, a 34% surge over the past month, and a staggering 54% gain over the last 3 months. Larry Ellison just became the second richest person in the world again, surpassing Bezos and Google's founders, all on the back of this rally. But what's really going on here? Is this a sustainable long-term investment, or is the market getting a little too excited? Let's break it all down from the business fundamentals to the valuation, the risks, and my personal take on where Oracle goes from here. Let's get into it. So, what is Oracle? If you've been in the business world for any length of time, you know the name. It's a giant in enterprise software, but the company is in the middle of a massive transformation. They're not just the database company your dad's company used in the 90s. Today, Oracle is aggressively pivoting into the cloud, and specifically, they are betting big on AI infrastructure. They offer a full stack, cloud applications like NetSuite and Fusion ERP, cloud infrastructure to compete with AWS and Microsoft Azure, and of course, their foundational database software. The narrative has shifted dramatically. Wall Street is no longer looking at Oracle as a slow-growth legacy tech player. They're looking at it as a key beneficiary of the AI capex boom, and the stock price is reflecting that shift. Let's talk about the company profile. Oracle is headquartered in Austin, Texas, founded way back in 1977. They have about 159,000 employees. The current CEO is Michael Cecilia, but let's be real. The company is still very much under the influence of its co-founder and chairman, Larry Ellison. The market cap has ballooned to over $713 billion. That's a massive number. The stock has a beta of 1.54, meaning it's more volatile than the overall market, which we've definitely seen in the recent price action. They pay a small dividend of $2 per share, but with a yield of less than 1%, this is not a dividend play. This is a growth and transformation story. Now let's get into the revenue, because this is the core of the bull case. For the fiscal year 2025, Oracle generated nearly $57.4 billion in total revenue. That's up from about $53 billion in 2024 and $50 billion in 2023. The growth is accelerating. But the most important part is the segmentation. Look at this. The cloud and license business alone brought in $49.23 billion. That dwarfs the services business at $5.2 billion and the hardware business at just under $3 billion. The narrative is all about the cloud. Geographically, the Americas dominate, contributing over $32 billion, followed by EMEA at $4.4 billion and Asia Pacific at $1.7 billion. The growth trajectory is real, and it's being driven by massive infrastructure deals. Let's look at the earnings power. The financial statements tell a story of improving profitability alongside that revenue growth. In fiscal 2025, net income hit $12.4 billion, up from $10.5 billion in 2024. Earnings per diluted share came in at 4.34 cents. Compare that to 3.71 in 2024 and 3.07 in 2023. That's a compound annual growth rate in EPS that's really impressive. The operating income has been climbing steadily, reaching $17.7 billion in 2025. The net profit margin is sitting at a healthy 25.3%. This is a business that is not just growing top line, but it's also becoming more efficient and profitable at scale. Let's dig into the balance sheet and cash flows, because this is where things get a little nuanced. Oracle has a significant amount of debt. Total liabilities are $147 billion against total equity of just $20.4 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is over 4.2. That's high, but it's important to understand why. A lot of that debt was taken on to fund massive share buybacks and acquisitions over the years. The company is generating strong operating cash flow, $20.8 billion in fiscal 2025. However, here's the critical point for this year. Capital expenditures exploded to $21.2 billion. That's up from just $6.8 billion the year before. This is the AI infrastructure build-out. They are spending massively on data centers and GPU clusters. As a result, free cash flow turned negative for the first time in recent history, coming in at negative $394 million. This is a deliberate investment phase. The question is, does that investment pay off? Let's run the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. Oracle has a massive installed base of enterprise customers that are sticky. Their database technology is the gold standard, and they just reported their strongest booking quarter ever, driven by AI cloud contracts. The relationship with OpenAI looks like it's getting stronger, which is a huge catalyst. On the weaknesses side, that negative free cash flow is a real concern in the short term. The debt load is substantial, and while they're growing, they are still the smaller player in the public cloud compared to Amazon and Microsoft. Opportunities. The AI boom is the obvious one. Enterprises need infrastructure to train and run AI models, and Oracle's architecture is designed for that. They also have a huge opportunity to migrate their on-premise database customers to the cloud, which is a multi-year tailwind. Threats. Competition is fierce. AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud are not standing still. There's also the risk of a slowdown in AI CapEx spending. And let's not ignore that there is a shareholder lawsuit being investigated regarding statements about the business, which is something to watch. Let's look at the recent performance on the chart. The numbers are eye-popping. Over the last week alone, the stock is up over 10%. Over the last month, it's up 34%. Over 3 months, it's up nearly 55%. And over the last year, it's up 36%. The 5-year return is a staggering 184%. The stock is currently testing a key technical level that could define the next move, according to analysts. The momentum is undeniably bullish, but when a stock moves this fast, you have to ask yourself, is the price getting ahead of the fundamentals? This brings us to the valuation, and this is where we have to be very disciplined. We use a forward PE model as the primary engine here because Oracle has strong analyst estimates and a clear earnings growth trajectory. The model confidence is high. The setup suggests a clean, high-confidence pairing with a DCF model as a supporting check. The fair value estimate from the blended approach comes out to about $208.95 per share. At the time of this analysis, the stock was trading around $248. So based on this, the stock is trading at a premium of about 9% above that fair value estimate. So what drives this valuation? First, the target multiple. The model applies a forward PE of 30, which is a modest premium given Oracle's historical average of around 32 and its current growth trajectory. Second, the growth assumptions in the DCF leg are calibrated for a high-growth company with a discount rate of 11% and a terminal growth rate of 3%. Third, the model assumes a gradual improvement in the free cash flow conversion rate over the next 5 years, from 70% to 90%, reflecting a normalization of the heavy CapEx cycle. The base case 5-year CAGR implied by this fair value is -1.9%, meaning if the stock reverted to fair value, you'd see a slight decline over that period. Okay, here is my take. Verdict. I am cautiously bullish on the business, but I think the stock is fully priced, if not slightly ahead of itself, in the short term. The upside case is powerful. If Oracle continues to land massive AI infrastructure deals, if the CapEx spend translates into a higher growth rate than currently modeled, the stock could easily grow into its multiple and go higher. The relationship with OpenAI is a game changer. The risk case is that this is a show-me story. They are spending billions on CapEx, and free cash flow is negative. If the growth rate decelerates, or if competition intensifies, the multiple could compress quickly. For a trigger, I would not be a buyer at $248. I'd look for a pullback closer to the $200 to $210 range, which is near the fair value estimate, before starting a position. As for the long-term outlook, if you had invested $10,000 in Oracle today, based on the base case valuation, that investment would be worth roughly $9,065 in 5 years. That's a small loss in nominal terms. But if the AI thesis plays out stronger than expected, that number could look very different. This is a hold for existing investors and a wait for a better entry point for new ones. So that's Oracle, a fantastic business in the middle of a massive transformation, but at a price that demands perfection. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you buying Oracle at these levels, or are you waiting for a pullback? Let me know in the comments below. Don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives. I'll see you in the next one.